This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Bet you think I was going to make it today, huh? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm back from Politicon, which was, head up to The Real Side first, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do up there. You can also have some fun. Head over to Facebook. We're live up on Facebook as well. So Politicon is touted. Let me see if I can find the thing. It's touted as an event for both sides. You know, fair, well, I don't say fair and balanced, because it wasn't fair and balanced where I was at, but fair and balanced, or you know, wanting to hear both sides of the issues. And it was interesting because, frankly, most of the speakers, most of the topics were left-leaning. When I say left-leaning, I mean, I want you to think about some of these titles of the smaller meetings, the smaller meeting rooms that they had. First, they had one I couldn't really get an answer to it. I had some people tell me, well, it's self-explanatory. Instead of telling me what exactly they did, they just kept telling me, well, it's self-explanatory. One event, which was, let me see, it was almost 2.5 hours long, which was unheard of. It was called Pod Save America. Sound familiar? Anyway, it was called Pod Save America. And it really was about, you know, how podcasts, how getting the message out, although I guess they don't like the way Trump gets the message out, but about how getting the message out was exactly what was going to save America. None of this other stuff. So, again, it was interesting seeing some of the young people, and, man, there were a boatload of people in that event. Now, the thing that Politicon does that nobody else does, or that some of the events I've been to in the past don't do, they don't make a special line for the press. They don't give the press any kind of special treatment, if you would. And not that we're prima donnas and we need special treatment and all that stuff, but, you know, I'm not going to wait in line for an hour or 40 minutes to get into an event that I may only be in 15 minutes. And I miss so many other things. You know what I'm saying? So, they don't rope off a back area for press, so it's hard for us to get in and get out. As a matter of fact, in some cases, when you get out, they don't want you back in again. Or they won't let you back in. Some of the events that I went to, you know, I want to go in there. I want to take notes. I want to be able to, you know, understand what it is that's going on in those events and what people believe and think. I don't think they will, but I really would love it if they would make the tapes available. Shows you how old I am, right? So the LA World Affairs Council presents the possibilities of World War III. Then there was Tommy Lahren versus Simone Sanders. You know, you go into those places, and all they do is yell and scream. You know the town halls you see on TV? It's the same thing. There's no difference in there. Unless the left doesn't feel threatened. If they feel like they've got it and it's all about them, or their team has got it and it's no big deal. From Russia with Trump. That was hilarious. That was all about how, you know, Trump's had it rigged. It was rigged. He's had it rigged. And the Russians love Trump because of the relationship he had with them. And there was a whole one on fake news. Just think of that. And we're the fake news. And I'm going to tell you about some people that I was with. But it really is nuts when you're sitting there and you're talking to these people. When they come out, and what I did was, after a while, when I realized it was next to impossible to get out of these events, I stopped. I stopped going inside, and I'll grab the people on the way out. Because otherwise, what happens? Right? I'm stuck inside. I can't barely hear what they're saying to begin with. So I don't really get to the meat of things. Let me see what else was there. Again, a lot of crazy stuff going on there. A lot of things happen, and I joked with somebody. So when you take a video, like I walked down the line of people was out the door for some of these events, and I said, if you didn't ask them, could you tell which one's Republicans and which one's Democrats? And the answer overwhelmingly was yes. When I was showing it to people there, it was a Black Lives event. You know, the most heated event other than Tommy Lehren events were the Black Lives Matter event. They were talking about their rights and resistance. How to fight back, how to push back. I got in a long conversation with a young Muslim man from Iran who happens to be an American citizen now, has been for years. And he tried to trap me with all the cliche. Now, I told him, I gave him a card. I said, come on the show some night. More than happy to discuss this stuff with you. But you want to talk about spewing party line? That's all he did was spew party line. All he talked about was all those talking points. We can expect more violence if we call it radical Islam. We can expect more violence when we do these things. He said President Trump is the one that started all this hatred. Oh, I got more. Matter of fact, I'm going to use all these things to poke Kimberly when she comes on. Kimberly Moran joins us after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Did I embarrass her?
Yeah.
Hi, Mom. I see you snuck in there. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Yes, my mommy still checks me out from time to time. Probably making sure I have a T-shirt on or something. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Wait a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do, and she's already let the cat out of the bag anyhow. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. Kicks off the week with me. I always enjoy having her. She deserves to be on tonight because I had her bouncing off the walls yesterday. So, anyhow, Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
her classic comment, I am so embarrassed. What did you say?
I'm so embarrassed for my gender.
Well, I don't think you can use that word. I don't think you're allowed to. I don't think anybody knows what that means anymore, maybe. I don't know. Whatever.
My sex?
Okay, there you go. But, yeah, I was just debriefing everybody on Politicon and saying, you know, I went there. It's touted as, you know, the political event here on the West Coast for both sides, where all sides come together. But when you look at the names of the, you know, the programs that they were running and what have you, and the groups that were there, and you're going, well, wait a minute. Well, where is the hardcore right here? Because I couldn't find them. And the young people that were coming up and asking us questions and talking with us and what have you, no. You could tell they just came out of these. They come out of, I think they're one, most of them were one-hour events, except for the one that was Pod Save America. I mean, really, how original, right? So,
yeah.
But when they came out of those things, you could tell that they were. It's like they gave them drugs. You know, they were hopped up on what they just heard. They were sure it was true, even though they checked none of it out. Weed Nation was one of them, right? Trump versus the media, censorship on campus. And you don't, but Kimberly, you know what the common thread was in all of these? You know, we've been watching these town halls for the last, I don't know, 4 months or so?
Yeah.
Right? What was the town halls? All you heard was interruptions and screaming, right?
Yeah, screaming and yelling, and half the people weren't even actual constituents.
Same thing here. And so what I started doing was I was hanging outside, because you could hear it from outside. Outside the rooms. So I'm hanging outside, and what do I hear? I mean, I'd hear the screaming and yelling and what have you, and then I'd see people start to come out. On both sides, people start coming out, going, how come you're leaving early? Because you can't hear anything anyhow. All they're doing is yelling and screaming. They're talking over each other. They don't want to hear it either. It's not going to change anytime soon, is it?
No. No, people don't want to hear that.
No, very tired of it. So, anyway, I started to tell you, there were all these groups. I think I've taken pictures of, what do they call the Pussy Hat Brigade? I don't even know what they're called, right? They're all sitting in a big half circle, and they're knitting these hats right there, right?
Stop it!
No, I'm serious. There must have been 20 women there at the table, and they're sitting out in front of the table, which I thought was kind of funny because you couldn't get the table to buy anything because they were all sitting in front of the table. But they're sitting there. They got their knitting needles out, which I thought might have been a weapon, you know, so I didn't go too close to them. But they're all sitting there, you know, knitting that stuff. So I thought it was kind of funny. Good for them. I mean, they're pushing their product. I get it. Whatever.
Did you ask one of them to make you a sandwich?
God, you're trying to get me killed, aren't you? Right? But I got to tell you, the first table I came upon, and I kept looking at it, and you can tell the lady's looking at me. It's Lady Parts Justice, okay? And you really don't know what they're pushing over there. So I walked up to the woman and I said, look, Lady Parts Justice, does that mean people with Lady Parts don't get justice? You can only get justice if you have Lady Parts? Can you buy Lady Parts? I don't get the message here. And she just glared at me. I said, look, lady, even if I'm trying to be on your side, the marketing isn't there. I don't understand what you want from me. And if you're telling me that women don't get justice, I don't believe you. Prove it to me. And she wouldn't respond to me. She just wouldn't respond.
She wouldn't respond at all?
No, she had that look on her face. I can't even repeat it on the air. But when I walked around, I wonder if I could say this. I can say it. So I walked around the side of the booth, and they have this big sign there. And it says, expose anti... Now, I'm sorry if you've got kids in the car. I'm not trying to be nasty. Says expose anti-choice douchebags with just a swipe. Okay?
Say that?
So it said, I don't know. Well, we'll find out in a minute when I get a phone call. Says you can't say that. But I'm saying this is how vulgar they are. Remember, I sent you that picture. What was it? I sent you the picture of the finger, right? The big poster. And here's the finger. And on the middle finger is one of those. Is it a pussy hat, right? Isn't that what they call it? A pussy cat hat? Or what do they call it? The hat. The pink hat.
Pussy hat.
Okay. So there's a pussy hat ring. Not even a hat, it's a ring, right? And it's on the finger. The finger, if you know what I mean. So, and it says, because resistance is not futile. So, there's an old guy sitting in the chair, and I walk over to him, and he looks at me, he's kind of smiling. I guess he thinks I'm on his side. And I said, I'm kind of confused at the sign. I'm not a real smart guy. I'm kind of confused at the sign. Are we resisting the ring? The finger or the vulgarity? Which is it? And he was another one. Looked like I just shoved an onion in his mouth because he did not answer to that either. So they're expecting. They're obviously expecting to be there with friends. You know, with people of like mind.
Right. So. Well, you would think that they would. What if somebody didn't really know tell their message, which they don't really have one, you would think they would be able to explain it so that maybe they get that other person on their side or they get more followers. Basically, they're just speaking to each other in their own weird, strange language and not trying to pull in any other new people.
It's secret
code.
That's
what it is. They all speak their own little gerbil language.
It's secret code. Don't you know that?
Yeah, they're not. They, you know, if you are arguing for something or fighting for something, you have to be able to articulate that argument, why you're fighting for it, and these are the facts, and this is why we're doing it, and the reason that we are pushing this. And if they can't do that, then there's no point.
Yeah, it was really interesting. So I sent you that center. It was the center of the magazine with all the Muslim information on it. Right, it was it broke up what the left thinks about Muslims, what the right thinks about Muslims, and now what the truth is about Muslims. Right, so they had this event there, and it was explaining, you know, the Muslim community and all that and what have you. And right after that, some guy comes out to where I'm with a few other people, and he challenges, you know, because obviously being the old white guy, I'm obviously against Muslims or something. He comes out. And I think somebody had actually left a hat at the table, one of those MAGA hats, right? And
yep.
So right away he says, you know, that's a hateful message. And he starts in. And like, dude, no, you picked the wrong table to do that at. You know, that kind of stuff. So they get hopped up for the moment. And I'm amazed. It was not a balanced event, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, you know, if their message usually isn't based on facts, remember?
Right.
So it's just based on propaganda. So when you're just pushing that out there, when you actually try to have a conversation or a discussion with people, they can't because they only know the talking points that they were told. They can't. If you phrase a question in a different way that they don't have a talking point for, they can't answer it.
No kidding. All right. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. More with Kimberly Marin right after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Here we go, hold on. Get a shiver in the dark. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I really do appreciate the time that you're with us, you're spending with us, you're hanging out with us. And as I, every week, so first of all, head up to the website. I know, I keep forgetting this. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the conversation. Live chat room going on up there, as well as on Facebook. We do Facebook Live, and there's a chat going on there as well. But really, when you get to the website, just buy my book. Make it easy on yourself. Buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you were taught to hate, but you don't have to. Probably because they don't understand them, and they don't want to explain them to you. Anyway, let me bring Kimberly Marin on with me. She's on with me every week. Help me kick off the week. Try to get some sanity to the shoots. Try to get us started on a sound footing, but I'm not so sure we do. How you doing, Kimberly?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. All right. So, you know, I was talking about what's that thing called? I forgot already. Politicon. Yeah, two days of agony. It was funny. I was there for about an hour and a half on Sunday morning. I'm going, well, what am I doing here? Why am I there? I mean, if I want to be around a bunch of loons, there's other places I go to be around a bunch of loons. I don't have to be here to be around it. But they're like giddy little kids. The young people are interesting. You know, they've got a handle on everything. They don't know anything, but they've got a handle on everything. You know, I mean, I'm sure everybody was that way, but you know what I'm saying? When you're listening to them talk, they sound so educated. And you know they're just spewing back everything they heard in the last event that they were in.
You know, you just reminded me. I did an event. We had a panel about gun control at a college event. Mm-hmm. And our room was, it was a huge room, and it was packed with all these college students. And when they were addressing us and asking us questions or trying to point out something they thought was a fact, they were so matter of fact, like they were right and they knew it, even though they were wrong.
Well, they're college people. Of course they're right. That's why they go to college, because they're smart people. I always got a kick out of them. I know. I'm serious. You know, you listen to them, and usually it only takes one. Remember I told you there were a whole bunch of impeachment people around there. I mean, a whole bunch of them. And they're walking around and sign this and do this and take this and use this bumper sticker. And I kept asking them the same question I told you earlier. They couldn't answer it. On what charge? What exactly are you going to impeach him for?
They probably don't even know the process or what it even entails, for God's sake.
No. Well, it's like these, forgive me, It's these, like these idiots in California that want to do CalExit. Like, they're going to sign a petition, we're going to vote on it, and it's just going to happen. Like, hey, yo, are you awake? It doesn't work that way. Two-thirds of the state have to ratify. You got two-thirds vote here. I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. This takes years to make this happen.
And believe me, I'm sure a lot of the other states in the union would say, see you, bye.
Bye-bye. That's right. Have a nice life. Give us back our money. There you go. Yeah, I don't know how they would do it. You know, we make up 16% of the population of the country and 31% of the welfare dollars. Now, how are they going to take care of that, pray tell, right? I mean, how are they going to explain that one away?
Yeah, you know, there's an effort in New Hampshire to do the same thing, and I'm all for it as long as we build a wall.
God. Well, you know, all right, so talking about crazy stuff, right? And I don't know, these people really don't understand the big picture. They can't. They can't get relief. They don't understand the economics of it and what it really means to be your own country, because they can't just break away and be a rogue state. They don't have to become their own country. They have to be self-sufficient. They're going to have to trade with the other country called the United States. It's not that easy.
Well, and California's already going bankrupt, isn't it?
Oh, and it's going to get worse because we're going to go to single-payer health care because we can't leave anybody out. And it's only $400 billion, and since our budget's already $200 billion, what's another four? And we'll get $200 billion back from the federal government that we want to break away from. Like, oh, my God. Where's the crack pipe? I know you guys have a crack pipe hidden somewhere up there, you know?
Right.
So it's just amazing to me. So you had an interesting, now, I don't, you know, you subject yourself to stuff like I do, which we're both nuts. But you actually listen to the weekly Democratic address, and you say that the Democrats may have said that Obama was a failure. His presidency was a failure. What's that about?
Oh, they didn't. I did listen because I was on Nancy Pelosi's Facebook page.
Oh. They're gonna come to your house. They're gonna come to your house, you know.
I do. I'm deep down. I think I'm a sadist, but. So I did listen. I decided to listen to this address. I don't know why. What prompted me to do this? But it was a representative from Minnesota, Betty McCollum. I've never heard of her before, but you know, there's a ton of them up there. And they were talking about what the Democrats want to do, how they want to make America a better deal for Americans. Right? You remember hearing about their dumb new.
Yeah.
So they didn't say, she didn't come out and say, oh, Obama stunk. Basically what she said, all the things she said are things that the Democrats and Obama should have been doing over the past 8 years. You know, one of them is wages are stagnant for American workers. Well, what did you do about it? Nothing. We had a meager 2% growth in the economy under the Obama administration. And then, you know, actually wages were really stagnant. Over the past 8 years, they have been for a long time, but, you know, Obama was supposed to make things better. Then she talked about, you know, education being unaffordable, and student loans actually in a record high under the Obama administration.
$1.4 trillion. $1.4 trillion. But go ahead.
One of Obama's big thing was, you know, education, we need to make it better for cheaper and more affordable. And, you know, then she talked about the drug company gouging. Well, what did you do? You put Obamacare in place. What was your point? They did nothing. They did nothing. And then, you know, she talked about infrastructure. But what happened to the almost $1 trillion you were supposed to spend on it with the porculus? I mean, stimulus. You know, and then, you know, broadband. We need to make sure we get internet access across to everyone in the country. Obama had a huge initiative to do that. We're giving free internet subsidies to people who are low income around the country. She says, the American people deserve a better deal. Well, yeah, that's why they elected Trump. But did they just, she goes on and she's totally, you can tell that she doesn't get and the Democrats don't get that people who have half a brain are looking at them like, what are you talking about? They talk about, you know, they suddenly care about the heartland. They're going to crack down on unfair foreign trade, corporations that ship jobs overseas, and the drug companies that gossip.
I've heard this before, darn it. Whatever I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I heard this from Trump. I'm sorry. I never.
Oh, it sounds like, yeah, it sounds like a campaign speech from one of Trump's rallies.
Yeah, but didn't Obama say the opposite? Like, didn't Obama always say, you know, we have to get along with the other countries. We have to able open up trade. We can't, you know, we can't put these restrictions in place. Right, Denise? Didn't he say stuff like that?
I don't know what the heck. I didn't listen to him half the time after the last 4 years. But it's funny because she has a line about, we expect our leaders to respond to the challenges we face rather than catering to billionaires and Wall Street. Guess what? According to Politico, because I put some left-wing sources in here too, during the White House policies have led to record profits on Wall Street during the first 2 years of the Obama administration. In fact, Wall Street amassed more profits in the first 2 years of the Obama presidency than all 8 years of George W. Bush.
Oh, that's impossible. That's
from Politico.
That's left-wing lunacy. Don't you know that?
That is from Politico. So I went and researched all this stuff, and it's clear that they're clueless. And basically, all these things that they go through, they're basically saying Obama stunk as a president. He failed. Because these were all the things that they were supposed to be doing, making sure people, you know, trying to make it so people got better jobs, better wages, blah, 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 blah. And they failed. Obama failed. And you can't blame the Republican-controlled Congress because they didn't have a veto-proof majority. So even if they wanted to pass stuff, Obama was going to veto it and nothing was going to get through. So it's pretty interesting.
This just in earlier today, apparently the reason that Trump won was white men, white working men, didn't want culture to change anymore.
Somebody said that?
You know what? Oh, yeah. What I'm loving about this, I am loving how nothing is Hillary's fault. They are dying, scratching, working, pushing. You know,
nothing's their fault. 33 states now have Republican governors. Two-thirds of state legislatures are controlled by Republicans. And, of course, you know, then you have the federal government, the White House, and the Congress in the swamp. But this happened over the past 8 years. And Democrats still don't get it. They think they're getting it now. But this woman, McCollum, sounded as sincere as Hillary Clinton when she says that she actually cares about the people.
Well, she was probably reading off a teleprompter that kept stopping, or she kept goes against her mind going, and we're going to take care of the people. We're going to take care of people. That's not right. That can't be right. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more Kimberly after the break.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you for joining me tonight. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, heading up to Facebook, where they have a live chat room going on there as well. And, you know, I try to give you guys as many areas as you can to get involved in the conversation. I do mean get involved, whether it's with other people or in the chat room. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you can be listening to, but you've chosen this one. So I think it just shows how high your IQ level is, but that's not my own personal opinion. All right, let me just bring her in, because I have so much fun when she's on the show with me. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. Kind of kick the week off with her. Kimberly, how are we doing tonight? You ready to throw up yet?
Oh, please. I told you, my can't even button is broken. If I roll my eyes in the back of my head one more time, they might stay back there.
Oh, and I had to leave because it was just getting too late. I pretty much had had enough of the stuff. And they had a Castro conversation. And
oh,
I think
God.
I was there for about 6 minutes of it and going, and one of the girls, I took a picture, but she put her notebook up in front of her shirt. She knew what I was doing. She had this Che Guevara, whatever. She had that shirt on. And I'm thinking to myself, I'd love to walk up for her and say, do you know about that man? Do you have a clue? You know, and
of course she doesn't.
No, not at all. He was a revolutionary. He freed the people by killing them.
Yeah.
That's how he freed them. Now they didn't have to worry about food anymore.
He ordered murders of pregnant women, you stupid.
Well, Planned Parenthood might have been happy about that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's, but yeah, they don't care about women people. Either. But.
No, but I'm just saying, it's hilarious. They don't really understand it. They don't understand what's going on. And then after 6 minutes of being in there, and they're romanticizing Castro.
What?
You know, they are. They're romanticizing the Castro brothers, liberating it, you know, from the puppet regime of Americans, you know, of America, and then the mafia. Somehow the mafia, of course, the mafia is always involved in something. So apparently, and they did. The mafia had a heavy presence in Cuba. I get all of that. But they had a heavy presence in Miami. They had a heavy presence in New York. They had a heavy presence in Chicago.
Boston, yeah, all
you
over.
Know what I'm saying?
Hello, it went from being one of the greatest economies and booming and people could afford food to becoming a communist, horrifying country where if you speak out against the president, you're thrown in prison.
Yep.
Oh, that's really good. You're a great man. That's some revolution you got going there, kids.
Oh, yeah.
Still going on.
Yeah, and I love it. The week, you know, there were pictures that got out of there the week before President Obama went there, and, ex-President Obama went there, and within blocks of where he was going to be traveling, they cleaned up the streets. And I don't mean they cleaned up the streets. I mean, they pulled every person living in a box, begging on the streets and all this, pulled them out. And I'm sure they didn't put them in a hotel on the other side of the island. I'm sure that those people are doing jail time somewhere, been left to rot someplace. But hey, the Castro brothers, you know, good solid family, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I love it. I just love it.
Yeah. Did they have, did you know that Al Gore came out with a new book?
Yes. Oh, talk about being stuck in hell, right? I'm in line. I'm in the press line. The lady standing next to me, these two older women standing next to me, and they're just giddy. You know why? Because they saw Al Gore's movie yesterday. I mean, the day before the event. And they were telling me all the wonderful stuff. And, oh, can you imagine the amount of work? That man works tirelessly. Can you imagine? And I'm throwing, they're so excited, they're not even listening to me. Because I'm throwing those little barbs out. I said, yeah, I know he's got his own jet, so he can get to those, so he can fly to all those places on his own. He doesn't have to wait for anybody. And they're going, yeah, yeah, yeah. It makes it go. It makes the movie move, you know, move faster. You can put it together quicker.
Oh my god!
You listen to what you're saying. You know, I'd love to be able to have a home. I can fly my jet right up to the door. Just think about that. You don't have to drive in traffic or any of that stuff. Think of all that gas you save.
Oh,
it was great. I mean, the first 5 minutes of them going on, just this love fest with Gore, and I'm saying, okay, I got two ways to do this, but I am stuck in this line with them for another, and I don't know who's behind me and who's in front of me. So I just played the buffoon. I very much enjoyed that. That was a good time. But yeah,
they probably would have choked you.
Oh yeah, they would have. No question about it. Then blame me for it. I'm sure.
You know what I find is interesting though. Well, the first thing is that he actually has the word truth in the title of his book.
Again, yeah. Go ahead.
That cracks. But what I've been noticing it, you know, he's been debunked over and over and over again. Right. But CNN is out there pushing hard these new studies from climate cult scientists who are claiming that it's going to warm, it's going to be disastrous, 3.6 degrees or some such BS that they made up. When in fact, we have real actual scientists who are providing real, actual information showing that this is completely normal and we are not heating up that much. But yet, here you have CNN pushing Man Bear Pig. Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah.
Gotta push the climate change cult so they make the cult scientists can make more money.
Yeah. Well, that was, look, I'm getting beat up for one of my favorite topics, not yours, but these transgender studies that are going on, and I brought up an older article, but you know they're all over the place. You can grab them from anywhere, and about the young transgender kid that they set up for the operation, they give him hormone blockers and all that. And I said, look, forget the adults. Adults are adults. They can figure out what they want to do on their own. But when it comes to these young kids, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you can't be doing this kind of stuff because there are more and more psychologists that are jumping on board saying, no, this is harmful. This isn't the right thing to do. You really need to take your time on this kind of stuff. But you know, the one I love the most you know, these people that are going nuts with all of this is you've got doctors that are, who's that John Hopkins doctor, who came out and said, no, this is wrong. This isn't real. And what happened? They threatened to take his funding away. The school, you know, they had to step up and go, oh, you know, we can't afford this. You've got to shut up. Now, he didn't back away from it and say, okay, everything I said was not true. He's just stopped.
Well, there's other doctors from around the world that are coming out and saying, look, we don't know what these puberty blockers do long term. We have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote, I think I sent it to you last week. I wrote this, did research, and I wrote a paper on it. There's bad effects, negative effects that happen as a result of doing these things. And you know what? Wait till kids get older, because kids go through phases. All kids go through phases.
But you can't even talk about it. You can't even talk about it. I mean, the whole idea behind it was to say, hey, let's have a discussion. Let's at least talk about some of the issues these kids make up. Yeah, they're not interested. Not in the least.
No, because they don't want the... You know how it is.
Yes.
They just... They have blinders on, and when they get on a tear about something, they just go for it, and everyone who disagrees with them is either a racist, a homophobe, a transphobe, a sexist, whatever list, slew of a Nazi, whatever. Whatever slew of names they decide to call anyone who doesn't agree with them.
Yeah. That was the other thing they got mad at me about. See, the Facebook stuff I love, and I love it because it proves the point every time. And so I put up a piece, I don't know if you read the piece last week, about Michelle Obama saying that she had to put up with racism. I mean, just nasty racism for the 8 years that she was in the White House. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, it was terrible, terrible. That, you know, the millions of dollars you spent on trips with your buddies, you know, to Europe and all other places. That's terrible. That's hard to put up with all of that. But it wasn't racism. The reality was that it was every time you disagreed with her husband, every time you disagreed with something they did, it was racist. It wasn't because you didn't like it. It was just because it was racist. And and people jumped on board. Anyway, somebody in one of my posts said that she, first of all, somebody did the N-word, and I deleted that one, right? Because I, you know what, you could say all kinds of stuff you want to say, but that just goes right to ugly. So somebody used the orangutan word when it came to her, all right?
Oh.
And before I could get there to take it down, or to even decide whether I want to take it down, frankly, there were two or three other comments, but they weren't comments agreeing with him. Right? The comments started, you know, dude, that's not right. You don't have to do that. Yada, yada, that kind of stuff. So I decided to leave it up. And the reason I decided to leave it up is I am tired of hiding this stuff. I'm tired of the left believes, you know, you take the N-word out of Huckleberry Finn, it'll make it a better read. No, it won't, because it takes the whole meaning out of how we treated black people like that. One of those dark times in our history.
Yep. But
they think if you hide it, it gets better. It's so not true. It doesn't get better.
Those who don't, I forget the saying, if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you take away your history, bad, good, or ugly, when it doesn't matter what it is, if you take that out of the picture, then you're going to forget about it, and it's going to happen again.
Yep.
And that's what Democrats do that all the time. They keep repeating history like, again, I've said it before, a hamster in a wheel that never goes until eventually it crashes like the Democrat Party's doing now.
Yeah, I want people to cringe when they read that stuff. I want them to go back and read it again. I want them to stop and go, whoa, what was that? Why would he say that? Right? But the thing I appreciated the most were, which is what we need to be doing, if I pull the guy down, then he goes, you know, in the back of his head, he's going, yep, they can't handle the truth. They pulled me down. But when other people start jumping on it, people that he thinks are on his side, he may go, well, what a bunch of jerks, right? But he's got to stop and think at some point in time, oh, my God, there's no love fest here for me. I'm out of here.
Exactly.
Anyway, tell people where to find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, Western Journalism, Conservative IMD on Twitter, and Granite Rock.
you got to get a website just called you know, KimberlyMarin.com, and then just send everybody from there out to all these other sites. Seriously.
My stuff. Yeah, I think it about
your stuff. There you go. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. You're going to love the next couple of hours. We're just going to do a smorgasbord of crazy stories that are already piled up. We'll be back in a few minutes.